For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
We're going to tonight be looking at the area of healing and health, and there is so much in the Word concerning this. Tonight we're looking at God's will concerning healing. God's will concerning healing. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your provision through the salvation provided through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the Lord Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that he was made a curse for us. What a wonderful thing it has been that he has paid the price, his blood, for us to be saved. And Father, we look on that. We look on that with great gratitude. And I've asked, Lord, that every person here, our hearts be open to receive from you tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. God's will concerning healing. God's will concerning healing. So let me just remind you, there is on the website under audio sermons, healing, a sermon dealing with barriers to health and healing. If you've had any particular area that it seemed to be a barrier, well, that's a good one to listen to. Praise the Lord. If you have heard that, it's a good refresher as well. So tonight, let's have a look at various areas which show that it is God's will for his people to be healed. Let's have a look, first of all, at Acts 14. Acts 14. We'll look at verses 6 to 10 in Acts 14. You know, God is a very merciful God. He is wanting to forgive. He's wanting to heal. He's wanting to strengthen. He's wanting to deliver. All of this is part of his loving characteristic. God is love. And he has reached out to man, and man by faith must receive from him. So starting from verse 6, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they, what did they do? Preached the gospel. So think about that. They preached the gospel, the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ and the benefits of salvation that has come through the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, and there, so here is a person who's been listening to the gospel being preached. Okay. And it says, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Okay. What does verse 9 say? The same heard Paul speak. So he must have heard the gospel. He must have heard the good news. So something in the good news caused him to be moved in faith. And you'll see that in just a minute. Verse 9, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Okay, so the perceiving part comes through the Holy Ghost working in him and giving him a word of knowledge. He perceived that this man had faith to be healed. Where did he get that faith? From hearing the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's what Romans 10:17 says to us. So he must have heard in the gospel something concerning the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is the healer and has, as we know, become a curse for us. He took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. So all of this is part of the redemption provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me just read verse 9 again. The same heard Paul speak. So they were preaching the gospel. And steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying, in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius because he was the chief speaker. But of course, they rejected that because they weren't the source. In fact, if you look at verse 14, it says, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn away from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein." So he goes on. So we see very clearly that Paul and Barnabas were pointing in their preaching to the Lord as the source. Even though others might have the wrong idea, through the word of God we see that the healing that is available is God's will, because it's the gospel being preached. And Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." It's the will of God. Let's look at Matthew 8. Matthew 8, we'll look at verses 1 to 3 of Matthew 8. And we're looking at God's will concerning healing tonight. So if you need healing, I believe the power of God is present to heal, and you can receive by faith. Just like that man, he had faith to be healed. You can receive by faith the healing that God wants you to have. Glory to God. Matthew 8, and we're looking at verses 1 to verse 3, first of all, in Matthew 8. When he was come down from the mountain, this is Jesus, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will. Be thou clean," and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. So was it the will of God for this leper to be healed?
Yes.
It was. Jesus said, "I will." And God's no respecter of persons. Okay, he has a will for his people. And the will for his people is for them to be cleansed, is for them to be healed, delivered, strengthened. All of this is God's will, the will of the Lord. If you also look at verses 5 to 7 of this same chapter here, chapter 8, 5 to 7. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." And Jesus saith unto him, "I will come and heal him." So it was in God's will to come and heal. Can you see that? Jesus didn't say, "Well, no, it's not the will of the Lord for that person to be healed." No, if people approach him in faith, he will say, "I will, I will." And the Bible talks about, "Shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." That's in Mark 16. And we should believe that the recovery is available at the time that we're being prayed for. Of course, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this is one of the reasons we have these services, to build you up in faith. And of course, there's many sermons you can also listen to, which I've pointed to. Have a look at 3 John 2 and 3. Now, we know these verses quite well, but it's good to put your eyes on it and to hear it, constantly hearing the word of God. It's one of the reasons we expose ourselves to preaching of the word, not to story time, but preaching of the word. Glory to God. Isn't that great? Preaching of the word. 3 John 2 and 3. 2 and 3. In verse 2, he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." So God's people have to get the truth in them. One way to get the truth into you is through the preaching of the word. And hearing that preaching, we saw that in Acts 14. So the Apostle John here is saying, I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee. And Jesus said, thy word is truth, God's word is truth. Even as thou walkest in the truth. So not only did the truth get in them, into their heart, but they also are walking in the truth. They are obedient to that, they're responsive to that, and they go forward in that. And you can see the will of God in verse 2, I wish above all things. Now, the Apostle John wouldn't be writing this and saying this unless it's true. I wish above all things. Above all things. Think about that. That word wish means strongly desire. Okay, it's not like a magical wish. It's I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. The state of being, be in health. It's God's will for you to be in health. But he links it to our soul, doesn't he? Our mind, will and emotions. Even as thy soul prospereth. So you've got to get the word in so that you're thinking correctly. For example, if you didn't get the word in about God's will for you to be healed, you might be thinking, well, it's not God's will for me to be healed. It's God's will for me to suffer and glorify him through my suffering. See, that wouldn't be right. It's not biblical, that statement. So we have to have our souls being renewed by the word of God. So we're thinking correctly, and when we're talking about healing and health, we're thinking correctly in this very important area. Look at Psalm 103, and we'll look at verses 1 to 6. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 6. Once again, this is another scripture we know quite well. And remember, if you know it well, not only can you use it in your life, but there'll be people who are quite ignorant of everything I'm saying, that in the future God will require of you to help and to teach and to preach to as well. I firmly believe that we are to be channels of God's blessing, channels to be used of the Lord. We don't just take the word and say, well, it's mine, I've got all the blessing for myself, I'm not giving any of it away. No, you're to be a channel of the blessings of God, so that you, once you understand, once you get a heart understanding, you, in love, want to let other people know about it. And we can do that through various ways. We can back the ministry, back the church and the preaching. And obviously we can be people ourselves who are knowledgeable to be able to speak the word of God. So Psalm 103, let's start from verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. So you can talk to your soul, and you should talk to your soul. You should say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So you should be speaking to your soul. In fact, it's a good thing to quote that straight off as a statement to your soul. You're saying to your soul, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. See, forgetting or remembering is part of the mind, isn't it? So it's part, and of course the mind is part of the soul. So what do we see here? Forget not all his benefits. And of course we see there's a colon straight after benefits there. So there's a list, isn't there? A list of benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. So let's just think about that for a minute. I mentioned before about a sermon dealing with barriers to healing and health. If there is that sin barrier, you need to get it dealt with. Confess it before the Lord. Repent of it and receive that forgiveness of your iniquities. That's a benefit. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. He's not holding back in that. Who healeth all thy diseases. You might say, well, I've had this disease for 20 years. Let's get your soul renewed so that you start to say, I'm not going to forget the benefits of God. You start to say, he heals all my diseases. Diseases can't stay on me. Fear, terror, and oppression is far from me. You start to speak it out because it's in your thinking, it's in your mind. Who healeth all thy diseases. That's what it says in verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. As you well know, disease, infirmity, all that type of thing, sickness is very destructive, very destructive. Mental illness can be in that category as well. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, one of God's, one of the statements in the Word of God is that healing is part of God's mercy. Praise the Lord. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Let me give you a testimony. I had a few years back, I went to a dentist, and the dentist said something to me, and it was about a particular condition. And it stuck in my mind, and I started thinking about that. And suddenly all the symptoms started to come upon me. I felt a band come right around my head, and it was like almost like a physical band. And I said, Lord, I know this is not of you. And the Lord led me to this, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. And he said, I want you to put this into operation. So I started saying, thank you, Lord, you satisfy my mouth with good things, good teeth, good gums, good jaws, good muscles, good tongue, all of that. I started to do that. I started to say that, renew my mind about that. Within a relative short amount of time, that band had gone completely. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give all glory to God because of the benefit that he has given us. So that our youth is renewed like the eagles. God wants you to have renewed youth. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Okay, sickness is an oppression. We see that in Acts 10. Acts 10:38, let's turn to that. Acts 10:38. So I pray that your faith is being built up to see it is God's will for me to be healed. It's God's will for me to walk in health and strength. And, you know, as you go forward in this, you're building up. You're building up your knowledge, building up your faith. Your soul is prospering. Glory to God. Acts 10:38. 38, one we know quite well, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Now, what was the good that he was doing? And healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So we saw that he gives judgment for all that are oppressed. So if there is that oppression, God is on your side. God has given you the benefit of he healeth all our diseases. He redeemeth my life from destruction and so on. Glory to God. So we walk in his truth. Remember that truth that John the Apostle pointed to that was in them. He was rejoicing greatly that the truth was in them and that they were walking in the truth. So you've got to get the truth in your thinking, in your heart, so you're believing it and you're speaking it and you're going forward in that. Luke 5, let's have a look at that. We'll look at verse 1 first of all in Luke 5. You know, there's just so much in the scriptures about healing and health for God's people and how he wants you, the people of God, to respond in faith. Luke 5 verse 1 says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, talking about Jesus, to what? Hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret. So they pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Now I've said many times, Jesus was the greatest preacher this planet has ever seen. Greatest teacher this planet has ever seen. And we know that people came to him to hear the word of God. To hear the word of God. Look at verses 12 to 15 of that same chapter. Verses 12 to 15. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, Imagine touching a leprous man full of leprosy. Touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to what? To hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Notice the hearing comes before the healing. He didn't just come and start healing. He was preaching, he was teaching. They came to hear him, to hear him. And obviously hearing that God's will is for them to be healed, and his power is available for them. And so this is very important. Look at Luke 6, 17 to 19 as well. Luke 6, 17 to 19. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to what? Hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue, that's anointing power, out of him, and healed them all. But notice, they came to hear him. Came to hear him. To hear him and to be healed. They knew that healing was available. They came to hear him, and to be healed. They knew that he was the source. And this is, of course, what Barnabas and Paul were pointing to, the Lord Jesus Christ as the source. Gospel pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ and to God's benefits, God's full salvation, we can say. Glory to God. Also look at Luke 19. Luke 19, if we go a bit more forward. Luke 19, verses 47 and 48. Luke 19, 47 and 48. Once again, this is Jesus. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him, and could not find what they might do. For all the people were, what's this? Very attentive to hear him. Oh, that people were very attentive to hear the word of God being preached. Be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? Instead of, oh, I don't want to hear the word preached, I want something else in its place. Or people thinking that it's a waste of time to be part of church and things like that. But they were very attentive to hear him. See, there was opposition to Jesus. You see that in verse 47 and many other scriptures. Opposition to the word. But that shouldn't stop us from getting the word out, should it? Because the power of the Lord is with us. The Holy Ghost is with us. He's working with us to confirm the word with signs following. Glory to God. If you look at Acts 28. Just a few more verses. Acts 28. And we'll look at verses 25 to 28. Acts 28, 25 to 28. So this is around the time. Well, let's read it and you'll see what Paul said. So 25 to 28 of Acts 28. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Esaias the prophet unto our fathers, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand. So it's not getting into their soul, is it? It's like in one ear and out the other. And seeing ye shall see and not perceive. So they're not really understanding and seeing properly. And here's the problem, verse 27. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. And that's not good, is it? Having ears, inner man ears, dull of hearing. And their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and what's that? Understand with their heart, and should be converted. That means changed. And I should, what's that? Heal them. See, this is the desire of God, to heal them. But there are people all over the place shutting their heart. The heart of this people is waxed gross. Gross means filthy, crowded, all types of stuff in there that shouldn't be in there. Now, the water, the washing of water by the word of God, that gets things out so that we're believing properly. We've got the correct doctrine. We're understanding things and so on. Verse 28, be it known therefore unto you that the, what's that word? Salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. So is hearing a very important part of connection to healing? Well, it must be, because verse 27 talks about I should heal them if they're converted in their heart, if their ears are open and their eyes are open. And then he talks about the salvation of God is going to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. So salvation must include healing. It has to. Otherwise, where is blessing? It can't be outside of the salvation provided by God, can it? Because the blessing of Abraham has come on the Gentiles, the Bible tells us. And we'll turn to that now in Galatians 3. And we'll look at verses 7 to 14. So blessing has come on us who are hearing it. Blessing is coming upon people who are hearing it and believing it and acting upon it. Blessing comes because they realize that the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So looking at Galatians chapter 3, and we'll start from verse 7 and go to verse 14. 7 to verse 14. It says, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. The children of Abraham. We're part of spiritual Israel, okay? And we are of faith. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before, what was that? The gospel unto Abraham. That's good news. Saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So blessing has to be in the gospel. Is healing blessing? It is. Is health blessing? It is. Is prosperity blessing? It is. I mean, the way some people talk, you'd think that healing and health and prosperity are, oh, they're terrible things to be preaching about. But it's not the case. It's part of blessing. It's part of the gospel. We've gone through that. Verse 9, now this is important. So they which be of faith, that should be you and me, are blessed with faithful Abraham, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. So if we're trusting in our own works and not in the work which the Lord Jesus Christ has done, we're under the curse. As many as are under the of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So we need someone who has continued in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Who was that? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the perfect, sinless, spotless Lamb of God who never disobeyed God and never will. Verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. This is our life. Faith pleases God. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Now this is important, verses 13 and 14, for us to see. Now we've been talking about God's will concerning healing. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He was our substitute. He was our substitute. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. We just read before that the Gentiles would have the gospel preached to them, and they'll hear it. They'll hear the salvation of God. Glory to God. That's us. We've heard the salvation of God, and the blessing of Abraham has come on us through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Glory to God. It's all come through faith. Praise the Lord. This is good news. This is very good news. Very good for us. And we can understand this. Praise the Lord. And I just want to finish with Hosea 7, verses 1 and 2. Hosea 7, 1 and 2. I want to open it up if anyone would like to step out by faith and be prayed for tonight. By faith we pray for people. And this is a good thing, because prayer accomplishes things, and there's a connection in faith in prayer. A connection in faith. So we want to be people that are connected to God by faith. Hosea 7, and we'll look at verses 1 and 2. Hosea 7, 1 and 2. When I would have healed Israel, this is God's desire, isn't it, to heal. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood. And the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without, and they consider not where? In their hearts. It seems like these people's hearts were gross. You see what I mean? They consider not in their hearts, though I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about. They are before my face. You know, all of this I've covered in that sermon dealing with barriers of health and healing, but I want you to see that if people don't deal with iniquity, if they don't deal with sin, then what can come in? As it says in verse 1, the thief cometh in and the troop of robbers spoileth without. But he's talking about healing here. When I would have healed Israel. When I would have healed Israel. But the thief cometh not but to destroy, to steal, kill and destroy, you know? But we don't have to have that. We don't have to have that. We're not of the curse. We receive the blessing of Abraham. And we remember that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he took the curse upon himself, by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, we were healed. We were healed. We were healed. Glory to God. Let's bow our heads and quieten our hearts before the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's say this out loud. Heavenly Father, I believe you have sent Jesus to be for me a substitute. He took my infirmities. He bare my sicknesses. And by his stripes I was healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone here. Pray, Lord, that your healing power be available and present. That, Father, by your anointing, through the power of the Spirit of God, you meet the needs of every person here in health and healing, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.